Yeah, so what would I have to do to...
Right, well, Trafalgar Square's quite a difficult one because that is a very major public place and also technically private property belonging to the local authority, so it's a difficult one. But basically with flash mobs, it's not any specific offences you're caught creating, it's just you've got to take things into consideration, especially if you're organising it, because you're going to ultimately be responsible. The police, it depends how long you'll be there for as well, because the police will be, our point of view is to make sure there's the public is safe, and there's no blocking of highways, which is an offence called obstruction, and also public order level is kept calm, you don't commit any public order offences, which would basically be causing anybody alarm or distress or harassment. And I would suggest Trafalgar Square would be difficult, but I suppose it's uptown, people are used to these things maybe. To do it safely, you need to make sure you know who you're inviting.
Okay.
How many numbers?
It wouldn't be too large. I'm thinking just about like 5 to 7 people.
Oh, that's it?
So yeah, just it's going to be a really small group just suddenly starting to dance in the middle of the street.
Oh, that wouldn't be a problem. And how would you invite that 7, roughly?
We're just going to, because I'm speaking to Mr. Kelly, the dance teacher, I want to try and ask you to pick out the students that, you know, to put together some kind of routine. And then we plan to sort of go down to London, you know, to take the train down there. And then just like that, we want to have camera stations as well to film the actual flash mob. And then they're just going to start out of the blue. The story is someone's going to eat the chocolate, and as soon as he takes the bite, everyone starts dancing. Until the point when he swallows, so it's like it's that process of him eating this chocolate.
Okay. 7 would be great. Be very careful how and who knows where you're going, because if this gets out, you could suddenly have 300-400 kids from Talis turning up to watch it, and that's when you start having major problems.
Okay.
So I wouldn't make any firm dates or locations until you know where it's going to be and text and make sure the people you choose are aware that they must keep it to themselves.
Okay.
And tell them at the last minute.
Alright.
If a policeman turns up and starts getting grumpy with you, don't get too grumpy back. Do whatever he asks you to do, basically.
Alright.
If you're just dancing with 7 of you in the middle of Trafalgar Square, there's no issues at all.
Yeah.
And people will enjoy it. You know, it'd be a bit of fun for people to watch. But it's as long as you take into consideration the people around you and make sure nobody's getting alarmed or distressed or harassed.
Alright,
then that's all it is. And that's very vague things.
Yeah.
And make sure you're all dressed and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like a bit of fun, really.
Yeah.